Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Okay, there's this really bad dude named Hacker.
Me! Hacker? To you?
Whatever. He wants to take over the cyber world from Motherboard. The three kids are sucked into cyberspace, and they use brain power to help save everybody.
Okay, here's the plan.
So they travel all over and run into all these weird creatures and have all these awesome adventures. It's totally up to them to save cyberspace. Can three cool kids and a wacky bird outsmart the Hacker?
Never!
There's only one way to find out.
Tune in to Cyber Chase.
Cyber Chase, we're moving, we're beating Hacker at his game. Don't tell me that he's trying to hack the motherboard, we'll get him every time.
Cosmic world, freaky places that we've seen.
We got the power of 1, 2, 3, 4.
Running in the Cyber Chase, we'll meet him face to face. We'll stick together all the time.
Adventures in cyberspace,
the chase is on.
Just wait and see why.
I gotta get in there! Whee! Oh!
Dish!
Huh? Heads up! Whoa! Help! Ah! Help me! What day is it?
It's the day Miss Fileshare closed the library while she fixes the computer system.
She asked us to help clean while it's empty.
Oh, yeah. Fix the computers. That's why I couldn't get in.
The kiosks are down. They're running in emergency mode only. You can use them to ask questions, but that's all.
Miss Fileshare, Digit's here.
Splendid. Have him check the paper in the copy machines. And Matthew, tell him to make sure there are no bent corners. Understand?
Will do, Ms. Fileshare. How are the repairs going?
I'll have the problem licked in no time. I only wish I knew what went wrong in the first place.
You'll find out soon enough, Ms. Bookie Bookworm.
Boss, I think she fixed it.
All right.
How could she do that?
Because she's smart, that's why.
But not as smart as the Hacker.
There. Problem solved.
What's happening?
I don't know. The entire computer system's gone berserk.
My room is filling with water, and I can't stop it.
Oh, no! And to make things worse, the doors are jammed shut. I'm trapped.
Don't worry. We'll get you out of there.
Where in the library are you?
I'm on the 20th floor, in the...
Miss Fileshare, we lost the connection.
You heard the lady, 20th floor, here we come.
Guys, it could take hours to find her if we don't know where to look. She'll be submerged by then.
Inez is right. We need to know what room she's in on the 20th floor.
I've got it. We'll ask the kiosk. It answers questions, right?
Each card user is limited to 3 answers to questions.
Kiosk, what room is Ms. Fileshare in on the 20th floor?
Your request has found 3 items belonging to Ms. Fileshare on the 20th floor. Her clipboard, her lunch bag, and her pager. Each item is in a different room.
That's not what I asked.
Do you want another answer?
Careful what you say, Matt. We only get 3 answers per card.
Okay, give me another answer.
Her clipboard is sitting on top of a book entitled How to Paint.
Is it just me, or did the kiosk not answer the question?
You have 1 answer remaining. Do you wish more information?
Considering you still haven't scored any points, yes.
Miss Fileshare's lunch bag is beside a Roman chariot.
Oh, man. I got zip for information. I just wasted my card.
And we're no closer to finding Miss Fileshare than we were before.
That ought to stop the water. On the other hand, oh, no.
Maybe it won't.
Hey, Yardley. You mind finishing this round of Find the Cybrarian a little faster? Please!
Digit's right. Miss Fileshare's going to need scuba gear if we don't get to her soon.
Okay, okay. But have we learned anything about where she is?
Other than she's on the 20th floor? Nothing!
According to this map, there are only 3 rooms on the 20th floor. Art, history, and science.
Oh, man, there's drinking fountains in all 3 rooms.
The answer's right here. Art is Fileshare's favorite subject. She practically lives in that room. How's that for a hunch?
A hunch isn't for sure, Didge. It's just a guess. And if we guess wrong, Miss Fileshare could be sunk.
We have to find out for certain where she is. No hunches, no guesses.
If we'd gotten some straight answers from that kiosk, we'd already know. But no, oh no, it had to say stuff like her clipboard, her lunch, her pager are on the 20th floor.
Her pager? She answered our call on her pager. That's it! The room that her pager is in is where she is. Jax, pop your card in the kiosk.
I am not wasting my card on that ATM wannabe if it's gonna spit out useless facts.
Chill, Jax. We just don't know what they mean yet.
Okay, what are the facts we already have? 1. Ms. Fileshare's clipboard is on top of a book entitled How to Paint.
Well, since painting is art, you'd find that book in the art room.
I told you, she's in the art room.
Sorry, Ditch. We can't conclude that Ms. Fileshare is in the art room, just that her clipboard is.
Oh.
Fact number 2. Her lunch bag was beside a Roman chariot.
Chariot. A vehicle from ancient times. That's historical. Her lunch bag must be in the history room.
Bada bing! We know where 2 things are.
The only one left is the pager.
But where is it? Wait a second. Didn't the kiosk say that all 3 items were in different rooms? If the clipboard's in art...
and the lunch bag is in history...
the pager and Miss Fileshare must be in science.
Good thing we checked our clues.
Or we would have gone off in the wrong direction.
And we didn't think that kiosk gave us any clues. You put your heads together, do a little thinking, you get a new answer. Who knew? Can we go now? I'm feeling a little stressed out.
I am definitely adding flood survival to the next Cybrarian training course.
It's too late for that, Ms. Submersible Cybrarian. You need all the luck you can get to escape this mess.
What are you doing?
Nothing, boss. Nothing.
Something tells me this elevator is out of service.
Eww, so much for the elevators.
We need to find another way up to the 20th floor, and fast!
We better split up and look.
Hey guys, over here! This tube delivers mail all over the Cybrary. Maybe it can deliver us to the 20th floor.
Check this out! The Cybrary cards go up this chute!
Looks like you can get off at any floor.
Whoa, look at this! This thing looks like a time machine from some sci-fi movie.
It's a teleporter pad.
A teleporter pad?
Yeah. Miss Fileshare uses it when she has to get somewhere fast. You can ride them. Well, sorta.
So there are three different ways to get to the 20th floor. Mail tube, library cart, and teleporter pad. Let's just pick one and go.
Matt, wait! We can't just pick one and go. We have to be sure it stops in science.
And here's the answer, lady. At your service.
My card's used up. Jax?
Got it.
Each card user is limited to three answers to questions.
Yeah, yeah. We know. And straight answers this time, okay? My question is, do any of these vehicles stop in science?
Each vehicle goes to a different room on the 20th floor. Do you want another answer?
A straighter one than that, please.
The Cyberry cart only goes to the history room. You have one answer remaining on this card. Do you want another?
Spit it out.
The mail tube does not stop at the rooms, whose names begin with the letters F through W.
F through W? What is she talking about now?
Great. The kiosk didn't say anything about the science room, and now Jackie's card is used up.
Let's go, lady. Keep the facts coming.
Didge, wait. Your card and mine are the only ones left that we can use, so we better not waste them. Who knows how many questions we'll have to ask to reach Miss Fileshare?
Make room. I gotta pace.
I say we do what we did before. Take a closer look at the facts we already have.
I don't know about you, but I need to see what I'm thinking.
We know that each vehicle can only go to one room on the 20th floor.
Sorry, that's my Cybercoop collection.
Digit, you're a genius. Thanks, Inez. Let's pretend this is a Cybery cart, this is a mail tube, and this is a teleporter. Cart, tube, teleporter. And these cards represent the three rooms on the 20th floor. Science, art, and history. Now let's picture all the possibilities. The cart could go to science, art, or history, right? Now how about the tube?
The tube might go to each of those rooms also, but so what?
Wait a second. She might be onto something. The same is true for the teleporter.
Right. So here are all the possibilities. What else do we know?
The kiosk said the Cyberry cart only goes to the history room.
News we can use. If the Cyberry cart only goes to history,
then it can't go to science or art.
Now we know that the cart goes to history. And since each vehicle goes to a different room on the 20th floor, then it's impossible for the tube and the teleporter to go to history. So let's get rid of those possibilities.
Hey, those two facts really gave us a lot of info. Who knew?
And we know one more thing. The kiosk said the tube doesn't go to rooms beginning with F through W.
S is between F and W, so I guess the tube doesn't go to science.
You got it, Digge. Take that one off.
Now look, that means the tube is the one that goes to art.
And since that's true, the teleporter can't go to art. And now there's only one possibility left. The teleporter's the one we've been looking for. That's the one that goes to science.
We thought we didn't know anything, but we knew a lot. Amazing!
Let's go!
Not so fast, Earthlies. You have any idea how this teleporter works?
We zap in and out of portals all the time. How much different can this be?
Try getting turned into a ball of light, being lobbed through walls and windows like a baseball, and getting turned back into yourself. That different enough?
Hey, being a baseball for a few seconds could be fun.
Whoa! Everything's still where it should be.
Gadget. Thank goodness. Did you bring paddles by any chance?
We made it, Miss Fileshare.
About time you know-it-alls got here.
Hacker!
I've been waiting for you.
So you're behind all this?
Who else? You nosy nellies have always used your wits to foil my sinister schemes, so I thought I'd use your own smarts against you for a change. Earlier today, I dispatched Buzz and Ali to sneak into the Cyberary and sabotage the main computer, thus trapping Ms. Fileshare in the science section. I knew you well-meaning moppets would try to rescue her and fall into the same trap.
Why have you done this, Hacker?
Oh, did I forget to tell you? There's another room in the Cyberry that I'm now free to plunder! Motherboard's vault!
No!
What's in there?
Everything anyone could ever want to know about Motherboard. Like how to shut her down permanently.
This is not good at all.
My sentiments exactly.
You can forget about this door. It's hotter than Hacker's head.
What are we going to do? We have to stop Hacker from getting that info on Motherboard somehow.
Let's use this teleporter. It got us in here, it can get us out.
Whoa!
The teleporter's totaled.
No, it's okay. It just came apart. You can reconnect the pieces to the base.
Come on, Jack. Put the chair on it.
Stop! Plug a piece into the wrong color and bzzz, the whole thing will fry. Unfortunately, I don't remember which piece goes on which color.
Guess we have to ask the kiosk of confusion again. You going to help us out this time?
You have two answers left. Is that your question?
No, it's not. Ooh, Miss Fileshare, this kiosk needs an attitude adjustment. Kiosk. To reconnect the teleporter, which parts go on which colors?
The chair does not work on blue.
Ditch, hold it! The kiosk only told us where the chair doesn't go. We can't put it anywhere yet.
We can?
You have one answer remaining on this card. Do you wish to continue?
Yes, please.
The lamp does not work on red.
Seems to me we know lots about where things don't go and nothing about where they do go.
Make room, I gotta paste. Paddle.
Behold, you bumbling buffoons, a data vault on Motherboard so vast, so extensive, I'll learn about each and every one of her weaknesses. There's enough information here to defeat her 100 times over.
Phew! Won't once be enough, boss?
Just fill up the wheelbarrows!
Let's not panic. It may not look like it, but the kiosk facts must tell us something.
Maybe if we picture the possibilities again.
But we can't use the floor this time.
No problem. Okay, we've got 3 teleporter pieces. The lamp, the chair, and the projector. And there are 3 places where each could go. Blue, red, yellow.
But which piece goes with which color?
I'm not sure. Let's fill in what we know as we go.
Okay, the kiosk said the chair doesn't work on blue.
Cross off that possibility.
And the lamp doesn't work on red.
Cross that off, too. Cool. We've eliminated one color choice from the lamp and the chair.
But they don't tell us anything more, like the last time. We need more information. Oh, we're out of Cyberary cards.
Ahem. I believe it's my turn to do the asking.
Due to an overdue book, inquiries with this card are forbidden.
But I brought the book back yesterday, Miss Fileshare. Honest. You wouldn't happen to have a card, would you?
Mr. DuBois, what Cybrarian needs a card for her own Cybrary?
What are we going to do? We still need at least one more fact to solve this problem.
Hold the phone! I may not have a usable card, but I know someone who does. He's real close to my heart.
Widget!
Hey, Widge, got your Cybrary card handy? Sure thing, Widge! Kiosk, we'd like another answer to our last question.
The projector works on yellow.
At last, news we can use. A real answer that tells us where one of the pieces does work.
Right! The projector goes on the yellow part of the stand. And since the projector can only go on one color, I can cross off blue and red for the projector.
And because yellow was already taken, we can cross it off for the lamp and the chair.
We just knocked out two more possibilities.
And guys, you know what? We just revealed which piece goes with which color. Check it out. Lamp on blue, chair on red, and projector on yellow.
No guessing, no hunches. We know for sure.
We did it!
Splendid. Now let's hope we can stop Hacker before he stops Motherboard.
Lamp on blue.
Projector on yellow.
Chair on red.
Motherboard's vault, here we come.
The last book, boss.
Yes, a treasure trove of knowledge. When I finish perusing this data, I'll know more about Motherboard than Motherboard knows about herself.
How are all these books gonna fit in your reading room, boss?
You're not taking anything anywhere. Nobody sabotages my library.
Think again, Ms. Bookie Bookworm. I don't know how you got in here, but I know how you're going to leave. Get out, boys! Oh, my wig! Give it back! You can't get rid of me so easily.
Boss, what happened? Where'd you go?
Yeah, where'd you go?
Well, kids, you not only tidied up the library, you saved me and Motherboard.
All in a day's work, Ms. Fileshare.
Actually, we had a ball.
Make that a light ball.
Good one, Maddie!
You don't look so good.
It can't be! I'm a dog's bucket! No!